this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. Paranormal investigator Stacy Jones knows the dangers of the supernatural world. She's a former police officer who relies on her training to methodically and safely search for human spirits. But an innocent mistake puts her only son at risk, and Stacy must battle the dark side to save his mortal soul. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. Drawn by the allure of exploring the unknown, enticed by the chance of proving the impossible, paranormal investigators must stay grounded in their quest. But when skepticism blinds the truth, perilous consequences threaten the innocent.
Research, documentation, evidence. These are the keys to a solid investigation and to finding the answers we seek. The Brown Lady of Raynham Hall, taken in 1937. It is the most famous alleged ghost photo of all time. Take a close look. Pretty provocative. Could it be a fraud?
Stacy Jones founded Central New York Ghost Hunters in 1997.
Being an ex-police officer sets me apart from other paranormal investigators because I really want that evidence to support what our claims are.
Next one. Okay, with energy photos such as this one, how do we...
Along with her team members, Stacy scientifically investigates human spirit hauntings.
We're looking for the evidence to support life after death.
It's ironic. Any other questions?
Stacy lives with her husband, Lloyd, and her 15-year-old son, Jamie, in Syracuse, New York. Although Lloyd is a true skeptic, he is a supportive husband and a devoted stepfather. Jamie has had a unique upbringing.
Paranormal is pretty normal for me. My mom deals with it almost every day.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yes.
Aren't ghosts, if they do exist, supposed to be dangerous?
Well, the human spirit poses a danger that is more psychological than physical.
What are the exceptions?
The exceptions? Well, that's a question for my friend John Zaffis, if I ever heard one. Ladies and gentlemen, our expert on the dark and dangerous, Mr. John Zaffis.
Thank you, Stacy.
You bet.
While Stacy focuses on human spirit cases, her longtime colleague from Connecticut specializes in a much darker realm.
Hello, I'm John Zaffis, and for the past 25 years, I've studied malevolent non-human spirits, better known as demons.
And as a demon, when dealing with something on a negative level, usually the activity is very intense. You'll have furniture moving around. You can have really foul smells. Personalities will actually be changed in these types of situations. The whole environment usually changes.
Hey, Jamie, you still skateboarding?
Every day.
Hey.
We got a line in the historic cemetery a few hours out of town.
A lot of activity.
Alleged activity. Sorry. Alleged activity.
We're hoping to get out there Saturday if you can make it.
Saturday? I told the guys we'd go for a picnic on Saturday. Come on. I'll see what I can do.
Despite her full schedule, Stacy knows it's important to spend time with Jamie. That Saturday, family and work overlap.
Here he comes.
Before entering the cemetery, the team tests equipment they will use to find anomalies associated with human spirits. Electromagnetic field monitors detect abnormal shifts in energy. Infrared cameras record light sources invisible to the naked eye. And digital audio recorders capture sounds imperceptible to the human ear.
Okay, there you go.
Good.
But not all the equipment is sophisticated.
There we go.
What's that?
Dowsing rods. What do they do?
Some people believe that they can mystically find just about anything a person seeks.
Oh, Regina, that's ridiculous, and you know it. Dowsing is an ancient procedure for finding ionized objects underground. Water, metal, nothing more, nothing less.
I have never personally used dowsing rods. I've never had anybody in my group seriously use dowsing rods. I doubted them a lot.
Can I try?
I guess so.
All right, here's how you do it. Put them parallel. When they come in, start tapping like that. You got something.
There's a shadow.
All right?
Jamie normally doesn't go on investigations with me, but we found that cemeteries are usually pretty benign, so I felt pretty comfortable taking him.
Wow. This place is huge.
The cemetery has a dark history. It entombs the remains of soldiers who met violent deaths in every American war since the mid-1800s.
We got emails from people stating that they have gone in and seen shadows moving. I'm skeptical of what people report because they go into places wanting to be scared.
Can you take this? Let's see, Jamie and I will take the two eastern quadrants back here, and Regina and James, you go to the two, the northwest and the southwest quadrants, right?
Yeah. So what am I supposed to do with these things?
Oh, well, if you listen to James and Regina, you can use them to try to find a specific grave.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know, honey. Smith?
Take me to a grave, Mark Smith. Nothing.
Huh, imagine that. Come on, honey, we got a lot more ground to cover.
Mom.
What is it?
Something's happening.
What?
What's happening, Mom?
Oh, I don't know.
What are you doing?
I'll be damned. You found a grave marked Smith.
Don't you find that a little freaky?
I was intrigued by it, but I was still skeptical.
No, Jamie, be rational. In a cemetery this big, there's probably 100 graves marked Smith.
Then, how do you explain the rods vibrating?
Oh, probably metal deposits in the soil.
My mom's constantly downplaying experiences. There's always a scientific conclusion that could be made off these facts that we find.
Jamie, what is the first rule of paranormal investigation?
Be skeptical.
Exactly. Those things are probably going to detect metal 10 more times tonight. Now, come on, let's go. Stay close to me. I don't want you wandering off.
Coffee?
Not right now.
Okay. I'm going to check in with Stacy. Hey, we're in the old section.
Anything interesting happening there yet?
Not really. It's still early, but I'm not sure there's much to find out here.
Mom?
Jamie.
Sorry. Take them.
You all right?
Just take them.
Well, put them in my backpack.
There.
Mom!
What is it?
What is that? What are you doing?
Back up. Slowly.
Stacy fears they've just encountered shadow people.
They're black forms that dart between trees and tombstones. The sense I got from it was negative.
James, Regina, pack it up. Meet us at the van. Stacy out.
Some researchers believe shadow people are dark beings. Others think they're negative psychic energies. Either way, Stacy knows they aren't human spirits.
I really felt vulnerable. It wasn't safe anymore. And I've learned over the years to trust this instinct.
Mom, I don't remember this place.
James! Regina!
We heard footsteps behind us, but there was no one there.
Is that them?
I don't know. This way. Stop.
I felt like I was being surrounded. There was something out there that obviously had an interest in us.
Big ghost hunt, huh?
Oh, well, we saw something. Shadow people, I think. But I didn't get any documentation. I think I need a better camera.
Or maybe there was nothing there, huh? Jamie, wake up.
Thank you.
morning, sweetie.
Mom. Well,
Jamie, about last night at the cemetery, I think we ended up just scaring ourselves more than anything.
What about this?
My God, Jamie, what did you do to yourself?
I didn't do anything.
Well, of course you did. That didn't just appear by itself. What in the world happened?
I didn't do anything. It just, like, appeared, I swear.
In the back of my mind, I really had an nagging suspicion that something had gone on. But then my rationale kicked in.
It's there. If you didn't do it, how did it get there?
What are you doing?
So I basically cleaned it up and let it go.
Stop!
You gouged it. We gotta keep it.
I just felt completely betrayed.
Going in my room. No.
Jamie!
We can try to downplay it as much as we want, but what are the chances of it being a perfect star?
In the following days, Jamie senses the world around him changing. As the school year begins, he's numb to everyone.
That's enough. Outside, now.
Look, I don't know what kind of stunt you're pulling in there, but I'm not going to tolerate it. I didn't do anything. All right, wise guy. Let's see if you remember for the principal. But
no,
I didn't do
right
anything.
Right now. Right now. Let's go.
What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing? Do you remember anything about incessant mumbling?
No. I swear.
Nothingness, nothingness, nothingness. Nothingness, nothingness, nothingness.
Jamie. What's wrong with you? You want another detention?
What for?
That's two. You want another one?
Why?
Enough.
Everything in my mind was completely normal. There was not a single thing wrong. But then there's all these things happening, and for the sake of me, I could not figure out why.
Over the next week, Jamie feels like he's living in a fog.
I was changing. Everything was just constant depression, anger. There was no happy point of my life.
He wishes he could talk to his mom, but she's always too busy.
I just had nothing. All I had was to sit in my room, listen to music, and that's it. Dispenser just swipes across my room. Did that just happen? It almost seemed fake. Maybe my house is haunted.
Jamie! Jamie!
Mom, something just happened upstairs.
What?
I don't know, but...
Oh, my gosh, what the heck is this? Three detentions in 1 week?
Mom, I don't know what's going on right now.
Well, obviously there's some sort of problem.
I don't have a problem, Stacy. But if I did, do you think you could fix it?
What the heck is that supposed to mean?
I'm going to bed.
Jamie!
Stacy hopes that Jamie is just going through a phase.
This is not Jamie. This is not Jamie's behavior. He doesn't get in trouble like this. He's a good kid.
As Halloween nears, Stacy lectures constantly.
Have you seen my diamond earrings?
What, they're not in your jewelry box?
No. Oh, I already looked there. Have either of you seen my earrings?
No. I haven't seen them.
Oh, for gosh sakes. Oh, I'm gonna be late.
Yeah, me too.
Look, you, after dinner, homework.
You gonna check my answers?
You know, I might.
Jamie has never felt more alone.
My mom was the last person I could turn to for help. I had no friends to turn to for help. My stepdad wasn't even in question to turn to for help. Just quite literally no one. A gross, frictiony, wet noise. The sound slowly goes back into the kitchen. It goes into the computer room. It was just a constant goose chase. It was interacting.
Jamie passes the night alone. Afraid the one person he used to count on won't believe him.
Jamie!
Should I tell my mom? After the star, the tape dispenser, every time I tell her, she'd blow it off, put it aside.
What's wrong?
I heard the sound. It was like lips smacking. Except for louder. It was disgusting.
Oh, honey, it was probably just the neighbor's cat crying again. You know that they leave it out all the time. It's so cold, they never let it in.
I did have suspicion that it may have been something that Jamie made up just because he could have heard me talking about it before. Maybe this was the way he was getting this attention from me.
Why don't you ever believe me?
My view of my mom completely changed. So incredibly real. The idea struck me that things were gonna get just completely out of control, violent.
Stacy wonders if there's more to Jamie's behavior than a plea for attention. Jamie's been hiding his report card.
He was failing everything. What exactly is going on with this kid? And I was absolutely totally furious that my jewelry was in Jamie's drawer. That's it. I've had it with this kid. If discipline is what he's looking for, he's absolutely going to get it.
Why are you going through my drawers?
What are these doing in your drawer?
Whatever.
Jamie, what is going on with you?
I'm out of here.
Come back here, Jamie! You stole from me, Jamie. You stole from me and you lied to me.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Bad Jamie.
Talk to her like that.
Shut your mouth, Lloyd. You might embarrass yourself in front of my mom.
All right, stop it. Just stop it right now.
Mom, what'd I do?
All right, that's it. Go on upstairs. I'm tired of looking at you. Go, come on.
This relationship completely turned on a dime in less than 3 months.
What is going on here? Is this seriously all going on right now? Yeah, I don't have any control of this. I hate the idea of stealing, but sure enough, I did it. It just freaked me out so much. I cannot figure out why. Constant negative. This is completely out of my hands. Well, maybe it is just me. Maybe I am a bad person.
My husband said that I shouldn't overreact. I didn't agree. This was not Jamie. This was not the way he is. Wasn't any explanation of why that book came flying down the stairs. I started putting things together, saying, okay, there is something paranormal going on in my house.
Stacy suspects Jamie is the focus of a poltergeist. Almost without exception, poltergeists center on pubescent youth. The theory holds that intense but repressed emotions trigger psychokinetic energy.
It would explain the behavior, the book flying through the house, the lip smacking. It would explain a lot of things.
Thankfully, poltergeists rarely last longer than a month or two.
I figured it's something that's going to be so short-lived that I could deal with it and we can move on.
The next evening.
Okay, listen, I think I understand what's been going on. I think you've been the target of a poltergeist.
What?
It would explain a lot of the things that have been going on around here, like the weird noises, stuff like...
Stop! Make it stop! Make it stop!
voicemail is John Zappas. Please leave a message.
John, pick up. It's me. It's Stacy. John, are you there? Look, John, there's something attacking Jamie. I need you. I'm really scared.
The next morning, in Connecticut, Zaffis gets Stacy's message.
Am I very concerned about Jamie? Absolutely. This is a very personal situation. They're my friends. They're like family.
He's been like this ever since you were last in town. And with all the noises and stuff flying around, it just everything pointed to a poltergeist.
Jamie is the right age.
Yeah, and then last night, these scratches just appeared on his chest.
That's no poltergeist.
She just looked right up at me, and she says, "This is what I didn't want to hear. This is what I didn't want to know."
Stacy, what happened in that cemetery?
I just let Jamie mess around with those dowsing rods. I thought they were harmless.
Far from it. Those occult relics attract.
By playing with the dowsing rods, he opened up the doors where something actually came in and attached to him.
Mom?
Honey, I told John everything.
What? Would you mind showing me the scratches?
Why?
Jamie, please.
He lifted his shirt up, and he had brand new scratches. Jamie was being tormented.
Jamie, I think a demonic entity has attached itself to you. It's the only explanation for what's been happening.
We were definitely dealing with something on a demonic level. Its main objective is to wear the person down. It wanted him to cross over. It wanted to gain control of his soul.
So is this just going to keep going on and on?
It might. That depends on you.
John thinks you need an exorcism.
There's a priest in Connecticut who can help.
No.
Jamie, it's
Stop.
The only way.
Stop.
It's the only Stop. Way.
No.
You try to comprehend what is going to happen from, like, movies you saw. Exorcist, the girl throws up. Puke afterwards, like she's like scarred up and stuff. It's like, do I really want that?
Without Jamie's consent, there can be no exorcism.
It's a very weird feeling thinking about what's gonna happen. It was overwhelming.
Jamie, I love you more than anything in this world. Please, son, for me, come to Connecticut. Thank you.
That weekend, Stacy and Jamie drive to Connecticut for the exorcism.
I was afraid for Jamie. I was afraid of what they were going to do, but I knew that this was the only way. This was the only answer that we had.
Zaffis has arranged for the exorcism to take place in the home of Father Larry Elward, an independent priest. To perform the ancient rite, Larry will follow the Roman ritual, a Catholic text from the 6th century.
Basically, the ritual is an expression of prayer, proclaiming the power and the healing and deliverance power of God.
His wife, Debbie, has the gift of discernment. During the exorcism, she crosses the threshold separating the physical world from the spiritual.
I think they're here.
I will feel what the person is going through. I can also see and hear the demon. I am witness to both sides.
Jamie was very nervous, very scared, very apprehensive. I think it's kind of scary for him to accept that I was just as scared as he was.
Jamie, please sit down.
Once the exorcism begins, Zaphis knows the demon will feel threatened.
Whatever happens, I need you to keep your distance.
I understand.
He fears the demon could lash out at Stacy through Jamie.
You secure his left side, I'll secure his right.
When a demonic presence enters the room, I feel very nauseous. My skin seems to crawl.
Despite the pain, Debbie must focus on discerning the demon's name.
Demons don't like to be recognized or acknowledged. By using their name, we are getting power over the demon.
Larry opens the ritual with the litany of the saints.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy.
Have mercy on us.
God the Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Stacy fears for Jamie.
His facial features started to change. He almost looked like a different person.
Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you who cast the most evil tyrant into the depths of hell for eternity, you who sacrificed your only son that he might crush this venomous serpent.
I've almost got a name.
Concentrate.
Holy and most merciful Father, beseech you draw near. By the power of the Holy Spirit and by the last judgment of God, hear my command. Tell me your name. Holy and most merciful Father, we beseech you.
Debbie psychically steps into Jamie's head.
The entity was trying to stop the ritual through this vision that Jamie was seeing.
Crush the beast.
Jamie thought he was lashing out at Larry and at me, but that never happened.
I command you to retire, vanquished by the power of the Holy Spirit, needed by the sign of the Holy Cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the name I've been getting. Irritum. Nothingness, worthlessness, vanity.
Larry can now target the demon with its own name.
Behold the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Tremble before its power, evil enemy. Flee from its ancient majesty and might. Jesus is our strength and hope. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, I beseech you, give me strength against the unclean spirit. Tormenting a child of your creation. Amen.
Amen. Is he free?
Stop. I exercise the invading enemy.
Fires of hell!
Jamie! Oh, no. Oh, no, honey, don't be sorry. Oh, no, don't be sorry. It's okay. It's okay.
The hate just slowly just went away. And then I realized I was done. The whole thing was done.
In the months following the exorcism, Jamie's life returns to normal.
This period of my life was just so incredibly depressing. Everything's better now.
You think you can keep up with your old man? You're going down there.
I'll pay the winner.
Stacy can't help thinking back to the night that she let Jamie tag along at the cemetery.
Do I regret it? Yes, I do regret it. I wish I could go back and leave Jamie home, but almost in a way, it made us grow stronger. Now, it's almost like there's this unspoken bond between us because we've been through it together, and we got past it, and we'll move on for the future.
Make them run.
Tiger's back.